Hi, this is Andrew Booth from Daytona National Speedway. You're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us now, calling in live from the World Center of Racing, Daytona International Speedway, as they get ready for their big summer race, is the Director of Public Relations there, Andrew Booth. Andrew, welcome to WGN.
Thanks. Great to be on.
So much excitement as the Monster Energy Cup Series moves from track to track across the country. This is one from the beginning of the year that people put, race fans put, drivers put on the calendar as something to look forward to. It means a lot from a bragging rights perspective, and fans love to see anything that happens there at Daytona. So describe a little bit about the excitement of a race weekend where you are.
Well, yeah, it's a real special weekend, Dane. We celebrate the July 4th Independence Day holiday weekend. To have the NASCAR guys to come back for a second stop here at Daytona National Speedway, the midseason break under the lights at Daytona, 2.5-mile trial. But a lot of special things about this weekend. It is one of the premier stops on the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. And, again, I think we go back to the military and saluting them and all they do to give us this wonderful Independence Day holiday weekend. It's a very important theme of the weekend, and in addition to watching the stars of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series on the high banks, and they're battling for a win, a playoff spot. Any trophy at Daytona is an important one. It's definitely also a race that has got a lot of history getting back to 1959.
Yep, it is. This is where it all started as far as NASCAR goes, and I know that from the fan perspective, everybody loves being there, and they kind of bask in a lot of that history and the legacy of the things that have happened there. But for, you know, a lot of younger drivers and people getting in on it, you know, the feedback that you get as the guy that's there, you know, all day, every day throughout the year, do you get feedback from the drivers that they're super excited about this? I know they want to win, always want to win, but specifically because it's Daytona.
Oh, absolutely. Daytona is the home to the Daytona 500, NASCAR's most prestigious race, the Super Bowl stock car racing. This summer stop is also very important. A win at Daytona it means an awful lot to any driver in his career. It can definitely change the path of a driver's career. But also to race underneath the lights at Daytona, this is something they don't get a chance to do. The Daytona 500 has got a very distinctive feel. It's during the day. The 400 very much different.
Yeah, absolutely, right. Okay, so you know, the racing world, a lot of the fans, their attention is down there with you, but you guys have so many other things going on. We brought up the history. You've got the museum and things like that. So talk a little bit about some of the things, reasons people can make that road trip and come out and visit the Speedway. You know, even if it's not a race day, it's still a great destination.
Absolutely. You just said it right there. You know, for the 400 on Saturday, we're going to have a massive fireworks show 15 to 18 minutes after the race. There's a pre-race concert by country music star Tyler Farr. We salute three Medal of Honor recipients also before the race. On Friday night, we actually have the Professional Fighters League, MMA fighting here. So all those things are going on around the Coke Zero 400. But like you said, really year-round, we are a great destination to come to. A lot of fans, whether it's for a race or not, they want to come see the track, get inside, see Victory Lane, see the start-finish line, to go visit the Motorsports Hall of Fame of America, also to visit the winning Daytona 500 car, which calls Daytona home year-round, to go over to our archives, our ISC Archives Research Center, and tour around that. We offer three different tours here, a 30-minute, a 90-minute, a three-hour tour. So when you come to Daytona Beach, when you leave, you don't want to tell your friends that the one place you didn't see was Daytona National Speedway. It's definitely a stop you got to make if you come to Central Florida, enjoy all the other different things we have in the area.
One of the cool things about the tracks, and I'm thinking specifically Daytona is one that may offer that, and you can help us with that as well. You know, you go around and you've got maybe some of the different driving schools, whether it's the, you know, Richard Petty Driving Experience or some of the others. Do you guys do that? I mean, you can get a tour where you can maybe ride in a bus along the track. I know they do that at Indianapolis, but can you actually get on there periodically when those other activities are going on at the track?
Yeah, we have trams for the tours, and they also take you into the Motorsports Stadium. We just redid Daytona National Speedway in 2016. It was a $400 million renovation. But in addition to the tours, we do have the Richard Petty Driving Experience. They're here year-round. They're here select days. So I would encourage everybody to check out the website, drivepetty.com, or go to daytonanationalspeedway.com/tours to see the complete schedule of all the different tours and things they can have. But at the Richard Petty Driving Experience, you get an opportunity to either drive or ride in a stock car. So you know, get a chance to experience the 31-degree high banks of Daytona doing that. It's a pretty special opportunity.
So opportunities for the museums to get on the track to experience some of it. And then you guys have events. It isn't just a facility that's used a couple times a year. You have a bunch of different, you know, races and things going on. What are some of the ones that are coming up that people can check out?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. In the fall, we're going to have motorcycles for fall cycle scene. In October, we'll have historic sports car racing. In early November with the Classic 24, that's vintage racing. We're going to have go-karts shortly after Christmas. And then even in January, we have sports cars with the Roar Before the Rolex 24 testing. We're also home to the Rolex 24 in late January, North America's most prestigious sports car race. We have motorcycles and the Daytona Supercross in March. We have road racing. We have flat track. I mean, we truly are the world center racing. If it's got four wheels or two wheels, we're a pretty good shot you're going to find it here.
Yeah, a million reasons to get down there, check it out in person. Of course, everybody, millions of people are going to be checking it out Saturday night for the Monster Energy Cup Series as they go under the lights at Daytona. So before we let you go, Andrew, give us the website where people can get that schedule, find out what's available, and get down there and see you.
Yeah, sure thing. 1-800-PIT-SHOP for tickets for all of our events here at the Speedway. DaytonaNationalSpeedway.com is our website. Encourage fans, if they can't be here in person on Saturday, check it out on NBC Sports.
Andrew Booth, he is the Director of Public Relations for Daytona International Speedway. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
You got it, Dane. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.